Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to be looking at an important step as we've talked about priorities, and that is, how do we establish them? So I hope I can give you some pointers that will be of benefit to you, because, beloved, it's important that we just don't live our life haphazardly. There might be those that say, oh, well, you know, I just want to live moment by moment. I'm just trusting the Lord. Well, that's not really scriptural. And in future broadcasts, I'll be able to share in a more tangible way some actual scripture references. It's not, we are to be led by the Lord, absolutely. We're to allow Him moment by moment throughout our day to guide our day. But that does not mean that there's no conflict. We don't have godly priorities and goals that He has helped us establish. So this is important for every single Christian. I don't care how young you are and your whole life might be ahead of you, or if you're advanced in years, that you may not have that many years left. Well, you know what? Don't you want to make those few years count? I know I do. So, beloved, let's go now into establishing priorities. What's the number one interest in your life? If I asked you that question, what would you answer? What do you intend to spend your time on? You know, that's an important thing. How do we spend our time? Last year, for example, what did you give most of your thinking to, your thoughts to? What occupied most of your efforts, your energies? And if you look back over recent months, over the last few years, perhaps you will be able to come up quickly with what your priorities were. Maybe they're not what they should be, but it's what you spent time on. It's what you devoted your energies, your thoughts to, your efforts. And beloved, if we're going to be successful for the Lord, if we're going to accomplish anything worthwhile, even in terms of our own, God's own purposes in our lives, because everyone, beloved, I don't care if you're a homemaker, I don't care if you're 75 years old, I don't care and homebound and you're retired, it doesn't make any difference. Your life may not be what it was 50 years ago, but God didn't intend it to be. You're in another season now, and regardless of what that season is, God has a plan and purpose during this season of your life. And so, I'm going to share three things. The first and most important is to consult with the Lord. You have to determine your priorities. The Holy Spirit has a goal for you. He wants to show you the Father's will for your life, and He would have you to set priorities based on God's plan and purpose for your life. And you might say, well, I don't know what that is. Well, you know what? You make decisions, you make choices based on your present knowledge. For example, I mean, when I moved here to Idaho and the first few years, I have spent a great deal of time really just in preparation. This is the first time I've ever lived in the country. I've lived in the city. When I lived in Tracy, 29 years, there was very little to do. Basically, you have to keep up a house, you get the, you know, take care of the lawn. But outside of that, there wasn't a great deal. Country living is a whole lot different. I've also lived for a short period of time, in the wilderness, up at the 4,300 foot level of the Sierras. And beloved, lived in a log cabin that was built in the 1890s. And I didn't have to worry about a lawn. If you're living in the wilderness, there's no upkeep to speak of except kept your own residence. So there's been a lot of work, and yet I've been content to be in this season because I know when that season is through, God is going to give a clarity and direction in terms of further advancement and extension of ministry. I know that, but I've had to be content at this present season in my life. And the same with you, regardless of where you're at, God, even if you say, well, I'm in a sick bed, I'm recovering, I'm up in years, I can't get outside. Well, you know what? A ministry of prayer, a ministry of intercession. We have so few intercessors, beloved. We need, that is perhaps the most important ministry there is. In fact, if that would help you feel better, that's the very ministry Jesus has right now. So if you can have the same ministry as Jesus, doesn't that sound good? Okay. All right. So you consult with the Father's will, number one. And then once you find out His priorities for your life, then you establish goals. And there's something important about just starting right where you're at. Paul says, I press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. He forgets those things that are behind. Forget the past. Right now, whatever this date is, you've got a whole year ahead of you. Just go for the year, and you've got freedom to set whatever goals you choose with divine guidance. Listen to me. Goals are actualizations of priorities. They actually will help. Whatever your priority is will come into realization. For example, if you want to draw closer to the Lord and you really want to spend more time reading the Bible, well, all right, there are reading plans where you can read through the Bible in a year. You can delegate a certain time in your day, and you should. You should have a regular time of being with the Lord for prayer, for worship, whatever it is. If you have spiritual priorities, beloved, they're not just going to happen. I'll tell you what, the phone will ring, somebody will come over. You've got to have a clearer understanding of what your goals are before the Lord. And if you have priorities, without goals, you won't live up to those priorities. A goal has a measurable time frame. For example, if somebody wants to, a young person wants to work and go to school, well, they're going to be saving money. They're going to be working to be able to go to school. That's what I did when I came to California in the 60s. I wanted to go to the University of California, Berkeley. That's what I did. Worked 3 part-time jobs. I mean, I did what I needed to do so I would have the money so I could become a student. So we have to establish goals, consult with the Lord for priorities, establish goals, and then thirdly, there's commitment and discipline. Oh, I'm sorry I had to bring that up. But beloved, that's a key to accomplishing your goal. It's a daily commitment. And I mean, just recently, for example, I'm reading through the Bible. I send out a calendar every year to partners, and I follow that same calendar. And I was down at Branding, and I got, because of just the schedule, having to be up at 7 o'clock feeding the cowboys in the kitchen with the kitchen help, I was behind on my Bible reading. And I'm telling you, I'm still trying to get caught up. I'm going to do it. But that's why daily commitment is important. I should have made time. And that's so true in the realm of spiritual things. Unless you commit to time, I'm going to spend, even if it's 15 minutes a day with the Lord in prayer, you'll be surprised how easy it is to just let that slide by. But if that's your goal, you have to be faithful and commit and be disciplined. So, have you asked the Lord what He wants you to do and what He wants you to accomplish in the next few weeks, few months, the next year? These are very basic questions. And then, once you have an answer there, you can use your priorities to set goals. For example, you might be wanting to volunteer at church. Oh, beloved, you're feeling you've got a little bit of time. You have no idea what pastors go through. They are just crying for volunteers. They need help. People, there's a mentality, they expect the pastor to do everything. That's impossible. They cannot. They have the spiritual responsibility for the sheep. That's first and foremost, but there's so many things that need to be done in the church. I know I started started, I know Brother Glass was preaching once, and I thought, what can I do? I didn't have any talents. I thought, well, I know I can clean, so that's how I started, cleaning the church. So I just want to give a caution also, if we have misplaced priorities, they always bring a penalty. For example, that parable in Luke that I shared with you preceding broadcast, that rich man, wealth was not a problem, but his attitude toward material things. Jesus said in that parable, God told him he was not rich toward God. And so, beloved, we need to understand that we have to have the right priorities, because if a man misplaces his priorities, it could cost him his wife, it can cost parents, could cost children. And beloved, if we don't have proper spiritual priorities, it could cost the Lord's fellowship. And there are those that they're playing around with the things of God, they haven't really committed. It could mean eternal separation from God. And beloved, I'm talking hell. There's only two places the spirit of man is going to go at the end of days. They're either going to be in heaven with the Lord, or because they've made that choice. Again, God, you know, God, if he's a loving God, he wouldn't send anybody to hell. Well, no, they choose, because God has made the provision through Jesus. So, beloved, we need to establish God's priorities. They may be different than what you've known, but we need to be open to change. You know, we all want stability and security, but sometimes God will push us out of the nest to explore new avenues. And then my final comment is, if we have God's priorities, there is real happiness, beloved. It's the most fulfilling. And we will begin to understand his nature and his heart of love toward us. Praise God. Well, I'm going to just close with a quick and brief prayer as my time is drawing to a close. Father, I just thank you, Lord, as we've shared these truths, that you will move on the listeners. And Lord, your beloved, that you will help them. Help them choose the things that are important to your heart and important to them. And Lord, that you will enable them by the Holy Spirit to establish priorities, to set goals, and to give them the needed discipline and commitment that is required to be able to accomplish those goals. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask this, and I believe you to do this work in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me. It's always been just a joy to share the word of the Lord, and I invite you to tune in next time. Thank you, UCM Partners, for your financial help, your prayers, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's richest blessing forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.